Welcome in, time for KER Politics, thought-provoking views from leaders in the field. The views of our guests do not necessarily represent the views of either Corey or Big Al.
Now, time for KER Politics.
Hey, welcome in. Conservatism and Common Sense. It is Tuesday, the 28th of July. Beautiful day out there in gorgeous Semiahmoo. Not a beautiful day necessarily back in Washington, D.C. right now. We have the hearings going on concerning Attorney General Barr. I watched them when I came home from taking Kathy to her three-time-a-week appointment in Bellingham. I watched the hearings for about, must have been probably an hour before I called Jim up. And I have to say that the thing that I am disappointed in is the methodology of the Democrats. The enemy is really showing their true colors by the tenure, I have to say, of their questioning. And the one comment that I would have to ask Jim McKinney here is, when are we going to get the results of this hearing? And why don't you describe what the hearing is all about and how you think it's going to end up, Jim?
Sure. So, I mean, you're getting the results live on TV, and I think it's I call it the Jerry Nadler clown show. Jerry Nadler looks like a clown, and the members of the Judicial Committee and in the House Judicial Committee that are conducting the hearings with Attorney General Barr, actually, nobody looks impressive, with the exception of Jim Jordan when he opened up. And I think Matt Gaetz from Florida is right now interviewing Attorney General Flynn. But basically, it's a public show, and the intent, from my view, is to cast doubt within the Democratic Party and Democratic voters that the AG is working in the best interest of the nation, that he's trying to undermine the justice system by supporting Trump specifically. That's their agenda. But they're not doing a good job in the interviews or the questions. In fact, it looks rather embarrassing. And I think off mic, you'd talked about the frustration you saw with the Kavanaugh campaign. And I think most Americans were incredibly frustrated. Anybody that's watching this right now is seeing exactly that, a lot of showmanship, very partisan showmanship on the Democrats in order to divert attention away from some of the major problems with the Obama administration and the investigation, the Mueller investigation, the Russia investigation, as well as attempting to blame Trump for COVID, attempting to blame the Justice Department for sending stormtroopers in to protect federal buildings. And I think from a federal perspective, it's very embarrassing that Democrats are willing to actually undermine the credibility of the Department of Justice and not protect U.S. government and federal facilities, as well as American people.
Well, when you talk about not protecting federal office buildings, Portland is a great example of that. There's no question whatsoever about that. And now Donald Trump and the Republican Party is being accused of sending in federal troops to protect federal property. I believe my IQ is somewhat above 65, and I can totally understand why the federal government is doing that. And I find it to be appalling that some people who's, I don't want to get personal here, no names, but some people who must have IQs of 65 or less can support what's going on, for example, in Portland, Oregon. All we're trying to do, all the government is trying to do, is protect its own property. Comment?
Yeah, so Ted Wheeler, the mayor of Portland, and the city council have actually asked the attorney general, or at least the city council, have asked the attorney general and the federal Justice Department officials to have a meeting to negotiate a ceasefire. What the heck are they talking about, man? They've been continuously for over 60 days, or I think we've hit the 60-day mark, attempting to burn down the federal building. There's been all kinds of damage, all kinds of violence. They've destroying businesses. They're basically completely overrunning the rule of law. And the law enforcement of Portland, who are responsible for protecting these issues, are not doing anything about it. And they want the federal government, who actually has a very small force, according to Attorney General Barr, about 125 people in there, somewhere less than that, just to protect the building, think that they're going to stop it? No way. It's a setup. It's all a setup. And they're, you know, Jenny Durkin is on publicly saying that she believes that this is all preemptive for Trump declaring martial law. These are actually not stable individuals. And if they think people are believing them, I think they've got another thing coming. But they're listening to their own rhetoric. They're believing their own press. And the national press that does support these ideologies and are attempting to basically hide it, hide the issues, and hide the reality of the violence and the destruction, as they believe it, they think they're gaining some politics from it. I actually think that they're really stupid and they don't understand the political game. I think they've gone a bridge too far. They're going to be beaten. I think they're going to be destroyed because of this. I think that's going to be a wake-up call, very much as the last election just this last year in Britain, when long-term Labour seats were lost. It's, you know, a massive defeat of the Labour Party as they reached out to these progressive ideologies. They didn't understand that people just were tired of it. And I think we're going to see a very similar event happen here in November in the United States. At least I can pray. And if not, we've got a real problem coming.
We got a real problem. I'll tell you, one of our friends, one of our family members on the blog, Sir Irish Duke of Guinness, who lives in the area of the UK, I understand completely your frustration, sir, and I totally understand the frustration of the Duke of, for lack of better terms, Indiana, out of the box. And I totally understand the frustration of Evelyn, Larry, everybody, all you guys. I understand your frustration. By the way, I asked for your advice yesterday on how to deal with my depression, which is stemming from what's going on in the country right now. I do have an answer for that. There's no question about my answer. Heretofore, it's working. My answer is all of this was predicted, written about in black and white in both the Old and the New Testaments. And you know who's got my anger? And I will say this publicly, all of my anger has flown over to Jesus, because he's going to take it away and he's going to turn it against people with a sinful nature. Jimmy, why don't you wrap it up or say whatever you want to say?
I think fear is the mind killer and hate is the soul killer, and anger, hate and anger.
Say that once more.
Fear is the mind killer. Yep. Hate and anger are the soul killers. And I think that, you know, and we don't want to tear each other apart. There is optimism out there. We listen to the media. We listen to these people that are attempting to influence for political power, for financial power, for a number of different ways. There are still good people out there. And most of us are. You know, when we meet one-on-one, very rarely do people want to have antagonistic feelings towards one another when you see each other face-to-face. I believe that most Americans and most people on the planet would rather live safely. They'd rather live with some security. They'd rather have some hope for a future. That's what our system, our Constitution is provided to the most prosperous nation in the history. And in spite of the flaws and the mistakes, I think we're gonna stay there because I think most people believe in it. Most people, and you see it in times of real challenge, people stand up. They put the flag out, and they're unified together. And I'm confident that that's where we're headed. It's just going to be a very painful process. And if, in fact, the opposition work, the progressives, the socialists, and it's a true fear. We need to be very concerned about it. We need to act against it. But if they take power, you know, that would be very destructive. And we've seen exactly the same thing happen in Bosnia. We've seen the same thing happen in China. We saw it in the former Soviet Union. We see it in Venezuela, in Cuba, you name it, these places that have undermined basic individual rights in order to achieve a political ideology that actually intimidates people into submission and uses the money and power and the rule of law to undermine individual freedoms and rights. Our system is designed specifically to protect from that. I think it will survive.
Back again real quick. I want to do a bit of an addendum here to the daily editorial. Jimmy made a very interesting point when we were not wrapping this thing up, but we were wrapping up our early morning conversation off mic. And Jimmy said, you know, what I find to be really sad is he said, we have a lot of folks in our family, which are people who come on the blog on a regular basis. And he said, they're all very, very intuitive. They're all very, very bright. But some of them are just have given up, for lack of better terms. All I can say is, be like the Republicans in our neighborhood. Do not give up. You're too smart to do that. And you'll hate yourself in the end.
To find out more about today's guest, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com.